Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, all the way from sunny Charlottesville, Virginia. And you know, Joe, we're talking about, and it's unfortunate, what is happening in this country, and it is a dangerous, dangerous time in this country, because at a time when we all need to be pulling together, because we're facing some tough times ahead. There's no question there are going to be some tough times. It doesn't matter who the president of the United States is going to be. It's going to require that this nation and the people of the nation understands a couple things, Joel. Number one, our country is not, the world is not inside America. America is inside the world. And, and this thought that we have, especially from people on the right, that we can stand alone, we want things the way they used to be, and so if you don't agree with us, this is basically how Republicans are, what they're saying now, Joe. If you don't agree with us, we're what's right. What we say is what matters. It doesn't matter what the rest of you think. We're Republicans, we're conservatives, and we've got all the answers. And so this is our country and nobody else's.
And there's nothing conservative about that, by the way. That is not a conservative belief that only one group should control everybody else.
Right.
That is the way the country was built. When I say the history of our country should be taught in our schools, we should know that when this country was founded, the great thing is, some beautiful language was written into our Constitution and into our Declaration of Independence, including the sentence from the Declaration of Independence written by Thomas Jefferson, which was badly phrased.
Who himself was flawed.
That all men are created equal, endowed with inalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I used to teach a course at UWM called Race and Public Policy, and that phrase was one of the phrases that this country was founded on. And I used to tell them, don't believe anybody who tells you that. That phrase, all men, referred to everybody. It didn't refer to women, obviously, and it didn't refer to all men either. It didn't refer to black men who were in this country.
And you know what, Joe? Black people know that.
Yeah, they do, and white people don't seem to know.
I know.
What that is a beautiful phrase.
It is,
and it has now been expanded. And you know who expanded it? The U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court said that doesn't just refer to men, that really means everyone. Okay. And so, after the Civil War, they passed the 14th Amendment saying that basically that referred to African Americans as well, or Africans who had been brought to America, that they shared in the equality of our democracy. But it wasn't just then women. It wasn't until 1920 that women got included in that. They didn't have the right to vote or any other citizenship rights until 1920. It was because women had worked for decades to get recognition that our democracy included them. And now our current Supreme Court is going to take that away from them, of course, because their decision is coming out this this month that they have no constitutional right to decide how to live their lives and to make decisions about their own bodies or their own lives or their own careers. But the Supreme Court through the years has recognized that those constitutional rights that make up democracy should be shared by everyone in our country. And voting rights, they're now even, Republicans are trying to destroy them.
But Joel,
they're going to allow individual states to come up with their own voting
rights. Joel, at the root of all of this is the fact that Republicans want to go back to those times.
White men only with money. Because all white men couldn't have any rights.
That's correct.
In the original version either, because only if you were wealthy enough to own
landowners, right?
You have citizenship rights.
But that's the inherent danger, Joel.
That is not our country. That is not America. We are a very diverse nation racially. We're very diverse economically. We're very diverse gender-wise. And you can't strip away and return white supremacy just because Republicans want it. And they're willing to use their guns to get it. That is not America. And the democracy is under attack. And the only protection we have to protect democracy
is the vote.
Is to go to the polls and vote out people who don't believe in democracy.
You know, Joe, and because of what you just stated, these people are so inherently dangerous. They understand that. And so what are they doing? Everything within their power to take away that. Okay.
Yes.
What bothers me the most, Joe, is, and I've said this many times, but the internal danger in this country from these people and they're willing, Joe, to do whatever it takes, they don't care. They are going to overthrow the government if they don't
tried.
Get their way.
They,
yes,
they tried. They actively tried, and they're after being encouraged by the president of the United States, who had just been defeated, who told them to go to the Capitol and take it back for him. That is the country they want, and that's the country that they are willing to kill people and beat people in order to get. And that's not the country no decent person wants to live in. And you go back to the complaint you always had about me with saying, well, you say there's still decent Republicans. There are decent Republicans, but they're indecent right now because they refuse to do anything to turn their own party around.
Joe, let's go
they know how dangerous it is.
Let's go
they
to the
know
phone
that
lines.
This can't be sustained.
Joe, let's see who's on the who we have on the line, Sam.
Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, I can't believe how you keep raising the bar higher and higher every day, Earl. And I'm glad you've got your guest on today. I've heard him speak many times. Here's my point, and I'll just hang up after saying it. The FBI recognizes right-wing terrorists as the biggest internal threat to our country.
True.
Right-wing terrorists.
True.
So with the midterm election, and I'm going to steadfast in them. I'm already talking to them. I'm asking all the Republicans, are you going to protect children or guns? Tell me which one so I know how to vote. Because that's the vote that will sever them from our political situation. Because if they say anything other than children, they're done. They're finished. Americans aren't that stupid. They are. But the American public isn't. 90% of Americans want to ban assault rifles. I think concealed carry, you got to have insurance and 40 hours of class every year and have a license to carry the gun, and then God be with you. You got your gun and all that. So we're not taking away your Second Amendment rights, but their problem is they want rights and no responsibility. I'll hang up and hear what you guys have to say, and both of you have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Joe?
Thank you, Bill. That is terrific. That's the point of view everyone should take on an election, period. I mean, we have to protect democracy. You know what? The other day when Joe Biden gave his televised address to the nation about guns and the situation, the most shocking thing he said, and it should shock everyone in America, was that guns are now the number one killer of children in the United States of America. Over the past two decades, more school-aged children have died from guns than on-duty police officers and active-duty military combined.
Wow.
Combined. That is unbelievable, an unbelievable statistic to me. And it should be unbelievable to every American. That guns are actually killing more children than automobile accidents or any diseases or anything else. That guns are taking more children's lives. And there is no decent American who supports that. And if Republicans support that, they are lying when they say they are decent Americans, because they're not. That is not a sustainable democracy, to kill your own children. And there's no that as Joe Biden also said, it's got nothing about taking away anyone's rights, because what takes away people's rights is going to the grocery store, going to church, going out in public to a mall, and being shot and killed. That is destroying the freedom of all of us to go about our daily lives in a safe and protected way. As long as madmen have access to guns that can fire hundreds of rounds of bullets at any human being they want, madmen are going to rule.
Hey, listen, Joe, well said. Hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Joe McNally is his name. We'll be right back.